Today's lecture will be about how we observe everything. How we understand everything and how we should treat things with what kind of understanding will be the purpose of tonight's lecture. Everything has before I talk about the value of things or how we understand things, I think I must explain those words, the important words here. Bhammats. It's a myriad of things. It means many things, all things. Has naturally has function or this core means function or virtue. Because, you know, if something has some function, you know, that function will be virtue for us. Value, you know, exchange value. value as a mostly when we say value, it is exchange value. But this value means more. A wider meaning. This has more wider meaning. You know, the core. This core. Core is not function or utility. So utility is more like value. You know. But it means more, it has more wider sense. I don't know what to core is. It is sometimes, it may be merit, you know. Sometimes it may be someone's what someone did, you know, in his life or in our society or in our small society or community. Cool. But this word includes those things like virtue or utility or some merit or some deed. Everything has its own. No. Because this everything includes human being and man and mountain and river and stars and sand and fixed stars, everything. It includes everything. So its function is, you know, everything has function. Because of this function, that function will be for us value or virtue. So this is, you know, this function. When we say function, a function, you may wonder, function of what, you know? Function of something. That something could be D. And we must I have to use many technical terms tonight. So, I want to explain, first of all, those technical terms I have to use. For instance, you see something. You see, oh. You're here. a voice. You know. But this voice is, you know, will be, you say you are listening to me, but you actually, what you are listening to is maybe my voice, or you are listening to some function of, you know, electricity or machine. That machine, you know, the electricity will be the function of something, you know, function of some universal, you know, entity of electric, you know, electricity, which covers almost all whole world, whole universe. So, actually, you are not listening to me. You know, you are listening more like listening to universe, voice of universe, maybe voice of electricity. This is, you know, one understanding of my lecture. and another understanding will be, you know. You are listening to my nature, you know, what kind of nature I have. And you are listening to the nature of electricity. So when we, you know, when you see something, or when you listen to something, already you have idea of whole universe. It is so called, maybe. When we, you know, understand things in that way, we call it understanding of time. Time means body. But it is more ontological, you know, big body, which includes medicine, everything. And its nature is show. But that show does not mean some special nature. It means nature of everything, basic nature for everything. And when we understand things more than something beyond our words, we call it deed, truth. Truth is not truth when we say true character, you know. It is something beyond our idea of good and bad, long and short, right or wrong. That is deep, which, you know, includes various meaning of things. A core. And we have another word here, yo. This word is used related to di. And this word, yo or ko, is related to things, virtue of things. And this is application of the truth, you know. Looks like same, you know. Ko is virtue, you know. Yo is, you know, usage. But when we say yo, it is more function of truth or di. When we say ko, it is function of things, each thing. This is of course, we sometimes use it for, you know, for many things, but mostly here, in Buddhist technical term, this this word is related to deed. And here he is talking about oneness of yo and ko, virtue of things, and the truth applied itself to each occasion and everything. Right. It doesn't make much sense. Maybe I'll translate it literally. Each, everything, all things has there is a virtue in all being. Media. This is media. This is things. Many things. There is their own virtue in many things. You should say Masani means you should, you know. This is say, and its application and the place. You should say, here it said say, but it means you should see, you know, see and say. You should notice. When you notice something, you will say. So same thing. You should say, or you should notice its application and where the truth is applied. So, if you see things, you should know through teaching, it reveals itself. And you should see it. And, you know, in fact, show means a place. In, you know, what place the truth revealing itself. And sometimes we use this word and this word together, ko-yo. Ko means, function, and yo is its utility. Ko-yo means, you know, when we say ko-yo, we understand each thing and not only each thing we understand, background of each thing, which is real. So we do not understand things just as you see. We understand background of each thing. And we should know how you use it, you know. To know how you use it is to know the teaching. When you know the background of things or where things are going, that is real. Where things are going, then you will know how to use it. So to understand things means to understand background of everything. And to understand value of it means to understand how you use it in right way. How and according to the place according to the things we should know how you use it. To know how you use it is to know the background of each thing. That is to see things as it is. Usually, to see things as it is means, you know, usually, even though you say, I see things as it is, you don't. You see the one side of the truth, or one side of the each reality, one side of the reality. Not the background, you don't see the background, which is real. You only see things in terms of G. Each event, each thing. And you think each thing exists in that way, but it is not so. Each thing is changing and related with each other. And each thing has its background. The reason why there is reason why they are here. So to see things as it is means to understand G and G is one, and distinction and equality is one. Application of the truth and the value of the things is one. When we understand in this way, we understand things as it is. So, you know, for instance, we think, you know, all universe is for human being, only for human being. That is not right understanding. You know, that is very selfish understanding. Our understanding is mostly based on, you know, human-centered idea. So you don't see true value of the things. You don't appreciate the true value of things. Nowadays, we talk about, you know, our idea is more, and became wider. Our way of understanding things are more free and wider, but even so, our understanding of things is very human-centered understanding. So, you have many questions to ask me. If you understand this point clearly, there's not much things to ask. Most of the questions and problems are, you know, created by human-centered, selfish idea. What is birth and death? That is already very self-centered, you know, idea. Of course, birth and death is our, you know, our virtue. To die is our virtue, you know. To come to this world is also our virtue. And there we see, you know, how things are going, not only us. Everything is going in that way. Birth and appeared and disappeared, and became older and older, or growing, became bigger. In that way, everything exists. Why should we, you know, treat ourselves specially? Birth and death. When we say birth and death, it's mostly birth and death of human being. When you, you know, understand birth and death as, you know, birth and death of every things, including plants or vegetables or trees, you know, it is not any more a problem. If it is problem, it is problem of everything, including us. If that is problem of everything, it is not problem anymore. So, almost all the question comes from narrow understanding of things. So it is necessary, you know, to understand things in this way, more wider sense, more clear understanding is necessary. You may think to talk about this kind of thing doesn't help you at all. It will not help you as a selfish, you know, human being. Understanding is necessary. You may think to talk about this kind of thing doesn't help you at all. It will not help you as a selfish, you know, human being. It will not help any selfish human being. Buddhism does not treat human being in special category. When we treat human being in special category, we treat human being who has very egoistic, deluded being. That is human nature. But you accept, you know, actually, you do not reflect on our human nature and try to, you know, find out some truth. Try to find out some confidence in yourself, but that is not possible. Because background is wrong. So here we say everything, all being has its own virtue. So human being should live in the place where we are. Sho, tokoro, place. And human being has some nature. So according to the nature, we should live like human being. Only when we live like human nature, who has selfish human nature, you know, it means that you are following the truth in its greater sense. Because we count, you know, our nature in our judgment. So we should live like human beings. That is how we should live in this world. So we should not try to be a cat or dog, which has more freedom and less selfish. Human being should be put in a cage or invisible, you know, big cage. When dog and cat has no special cage of morality. or you know, teaching or religion. They don't need any religion. But we human beings need religion. We human beings should say, excuse me. But cat and dog don't need to say, excuse me. So human beings should follow our way, and cats and dogs should follow their way. This is, you know, how we should apply our the truth for everything. Although, you know, if we, you know, observe human way and cat and dog observe animal way, it looks like human way and animal way is different. Why it is different is because we human being has different nature from animal. And different form from animal. Although it is different, but background of our nature is same. Because, you know, the place we live, where we live is different. So, application of the truth should be different. Like we use electricity, you know. We will use it as a light, you know. And sometimes as a speaker. But when you use electricity, according to the usage of the electricity, you know, the mechanism should be different. So human being has its own mechanism, and animal has its own mechanism. So, you know, even though way of using it is different, but we are all using same electricity. So it's the application of the truth. This is actually what he's talking about. Sekito is talking about. So we should not attach to the difference of the usage, because we are using the same nature, or same thing, same true nature, or Buddha nature. So we are doing actually same thing. So time and according to the situation, we will use Buddha nature in different ways. So that is how we apply, how we find out the true nature, how within ourselves, in everyday life. The next to next two lines. Ji son sureba kangai kashi. Ji means I explained already. Ji various things and events, and including things you have in your mind, things you think about, is G. G is something beyond your thinking, or beyond your understanding or perception, is G. And again, G and G is same thing. When we think about, we are think about this. So, actually, it doesn't same thing, but we must understand in two ways. So we should not our understanding limit in this area of G. Now, G, son sureba, kangai gashi. G, when we see where there is G, things, there is D. Like cover and its container, you know, meet together. D is understood in this sentence. Where there is D, there G, there is D. Like cover and container and cover meets. It means that where there is someone, you know, that I am here means that the true Buddha nature is here. So I am, you know, tentative expression of Buddha nature, and I am not just I. No, it is more than I. I am expressing true nature in my own way. So that I am here means that all whole universe is there. Like that there is lamp, there is kerosene oil. That there is D, or where there is D, there is G. G is understood in this line. D, ozureba, senpo saso. Li ozureba. Li means, I already explained it. Li ozureba. When li accord with the event, the way we accord with G events or things is like the two arrows meet together. And there's an old story for this. There were in China, in all China, in war period, there were famous famous archery master, and his disciple Kisho, you know, was also very good at in archery, and his disciple, you know, became very ambitious, and he wanted to compete with him, and he was waiting for his master's coming. With bow and arrow, like this. The seeing his disciple, you know. The teacher also, you know, took the bow and arrow and tried to hit first. But both of them are so good and quick that arrow meet against in the air. That, you know, that I am old, for instance. There is some reason. Without reason, I do not become old. And without reason, you know, I couldn't be youth, a boy. With same reason, I became old. So we cannot complain why I became old. The background of my being old is the background of my being raised up as a youth, as a beautiful boy. If I should complain, I should complain when I become a good youth and see a beautiful girl. I should complain at that time also. Because, you know, background of my being old is always same. I have been supported same background, and I shall be also supported, even I die. That is, you know, our understanding. When you to accept things you say looks like very difficult, but it is not difficult. It is very easy to accept things as it is. Very easy. If it is not easy, if it is difficult, why it is difficult, you should think. Maybe you may say it is because of your shallow, selfish understanding of yourself. But you say, you may say, why we have selfish understanding of things. But selfish understanding of things is also necessary. Because we are selfish, you know, we work hard. Without selfish understanding, we cannot work. So we need some candy, always. That candy will be selfish understanding. It is not something to be rejected, but it is something which helps you always. So you should be, you know, grateful for your selfish understanding, which creates many questions. That is just question. It does not mean much. You can enjoy question and answer. You know. You can praise. Play a game with it, but you shouldn't be so sincere about that. That is understanding of middle way. The understanding of middle way could be understanding of emptiness and understanding of somethingness, which is real. And both is necessary, you know. Because we are human being and we are our destiny is to live for maybe 80 years or 90 years as a human being. So we must have some selfish, you know, way of life. Because we have selfish way of life, we will have difficulties at the same time, which we should accept. When you accept, you know, in that way, it is middle way. You don't reject it. You accept it, but you don't stick to it. You know. You just enjoy your human life as long as you live. That is middle way, you know. That is understanding of G and B. So when there is G, there is D. When there is D, there is G. To understand in this way is to enjoy our life without rejecting problems or suffering. Suffering, you know, I noticed something, you know, very important, which I did not put emphasis on it so much so far. Suffering is a very valuable thing, I think. Our Zazen practice should be, you know, I understand today when I was talking with someone, discussing with someone, you know, our practice maybe could be, you know, suffering, practice of suffering. How we suffer will be our practice. it helps a lot. I think most of us have suffering, as you have pain in your legs when you sit. In everyday life, you have suffering. Bishop Yamada, do you know him? Perhaps some of you may know him. He put emphasis on Unshu, which Hakuin Zenji practiced for a long time. He was weak. He suffered consumption when he was young, and he conquered the illness by Zazen practice. His Zazen is called, Unshu. Unshu means to, when you take breathing, you do grow up. What do you say?
Grown.
When you suffer, you say,
sigh.
No, not sigh.
More
strength, like a tiger, in pain.
Growl.
He always said, when you are breathing, should be like breathing when you suffer. Instead of saying, he said, you should put more strings here and take long exhale, like without saying, when you say, that may be Bishop Yamada's practice. So to find out oneness of Ji and Ri, oneness of joy and suffering, oneness of joy of enlightenment and difficulty of practice, is, in one word, our practice, which is called middle way. Did you understand? say, when there's suffering, there is joy of suffering, or there is Nibbana. Whereas even you are in Nibbana, you know, you cannot be get out of suffering. That is true Nibbana. Buddhist Nibbana is something like that. In Nibbana, in suffering, there is Nibbana. That is true understanding of Nibbana. Extinction, or complete extinction, extinction of desire, we say. But what does it mean by to have complete understanding of it, and to live accordingly. That is Zazen, you know. You are like this, you are not this way, this side of leaning over the side of Nibbana, or leaning against the side of the suffering, right here. That is our Dhamma. So everyone can sit, you know, practice our Dhamma. No time to have question and answer. Maybe I'm following his poem. One by one, or it is. But actually, it is necessary to read from beginning to end, you know, like this. If you talk about piece by piece, it doesn't make much sense. But next lecture will be the something like conclusion of all the lectures I gave. he is very strict, you know, in the conclusion. Very strict. You cannot escape from it, from him. You cannot say anything. If you say something, you get a big stick. That's all. At his time, you know. The Zen world was too noisy, so he became angry with them. Shut up! That is what he said. Actually, in Mama. So, I shouldn't talk so long. Maybe already too long. Excuse me.